Good morning. We're excited y'all are here. Feel free to get coffee and replenish the gas tank if you need to as we're here this morning.
Absolutely.
Technology is wonderful until it's not. All right. So good morning. Merry Christmas. We can officially say that. It is December. I am super excited. We have a special treat this morning in several different ways. We've got our show choir coming in just a sec. If you guys want to make your way up here, that'd be great. We appreciate y'all being here. I don't know if you've ever tried to wake teenagers up before noon on a Saturday, but it's quite a feat. And then on top of that, I don't know if you've ever tried to sing before 12 o'clock on a Saturday. Not an easy thing to do. So we appreciate them being here. A lot of talented kiddos using their gifts the Lord's given them. We're excited to hear it. We are also going to listen to an incredible speaker this morning. We'll introduce her in just a sec. So if you want to turn your chairs this way, you'll probably be able to see, hear, enjoy a little easier. Again, feel free to grab some coffee whenever. If you need anything, pull one of us to the side. We'll take care of you.
You guys, you want to come up this way?
Well, good morning. Yes, we are the Sebring High School Show Choir. My name is Christy Hagen, and I'm the choir director at the high school. And I get to work with these kids every single day because they are stuck with me for show choir and varsity choir. And they are an absolute joy to work with. They never back down to a challenge. And you are our first Christmas event. So, wow. Yay! All right, so I'll stop and talk between a couple of songs, but otherwise I'm just going to let them do what they do.
Sleeping in the night, he will bring us The fire is slowly Oh, let it snow.
Snow, let it snow.
Snow, let it snow.
Snow, let it snow.
Keyshawn Vasquez, and I'm a senior.
I'm Michaela Cruz, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Autumn Floyd, I'm a junior.
Ruth Wermine, I'm a junior.
I'm Kelsey Beckman, and I'm a junior.
I'm Isabel Leach, and I'm a senior.
Good morning, I'm Maddie Bond.
Jonathan Lillard was our soloist in Mary, Did You Know? And I apologize, I should have brought the mic out for him. And then in coming up in when we do Silver Bells, there will be a solo with Keyshawn and Maddie. And this group is somewhat student-led, meaning they help make decisions about some of the songs. And probably two-thirds of the choreography that you've seen or will see was actually created by Maddie and a little bit of assistance from Izzy, I think, yeah? So that way it's ensured that it's stuff that they want to do and it's not my kind of stuff. So, you know. So, all right. So actually we do have Silver Bells will be next and then we'll keep going. All right, so.
Need a microphone.
Let your heart be light.
All right. Can you guys give them a hand one more time? That is a lot of work. A lot of time going into that. Thank you for Ms. Christy Hagen and the behind the scenes. We have a lot of people behind the scenes that we saw this here this morning. So pray for them this season. They have a very busy schedule. They'll see their families again in January. But they have a lot of things to do. So thank you guys for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you, Stephen High School. Thank you, Ms. Hagen. And they have an event this afternoon as well. So that's fun. We appreciate you guys being here. Have a nice evening. I get the privilege to announce our speaker today, Mrs. Deb Davis. And she, you know, honestly, she started coming to Wednesday night. And I think Susan started spending some time in some other areas with her. And she had just started attending. And I just appreciated that she was honest and real. And you could tell she loved the Lord. And she had a heart for young people, young women. And we thought, you know, she's got a story. And I think... if you've ever been a part of our coffee breaks, it's been an enjoyable thing to hear people's stories and to hear what God has done. And I had a verse that came to mind when I was thinking of her, and it's actually one of our verses for our women's committee. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. And I think the life and the time that Deb has shared with me, just a little bit that I've heard, will be a blessing for the generations to come because she's pouring into to young women and people now with what God has done in her life. So when you hear her, I'm going to give you one guess as to where she's at, where she's from. It's not Boston. It's not Canada. But you'll have, I bet you can separate it between maybe two states. So, Deb, if you'll come on up, let's welcome her.
Okay, I feel like I'm being judged now.
So, I'll just go ahead and tell you where I'm from, or does somebody want to guess?
Not, Georgia.
Not people that want me.
Georgia.
That's close. Alabama. That's right. But I did spend a lot of years in Georgia. Oh, Roll Tide. I'm a Roll Tider from birth. So, what a blessing it is to be here today. I was thinking earlier, as you all were coming in and listening to all the chatter, and it just is such a blessing that we still live in a place where we can come together and just love on each other and get to know each other. And I just thank you all for the opportunity to speak to you today. I thank the women's ministry team for searching God's will for today. And I want to tell you before I ever get started that you're not here. I can't come up with my word right now. But anyway, it's not by chance that you're here today. And that's part of my story, and we'll talk about me later in the service, but right now I want to talk about what we're here for today. And the theme for today is Emmanuel, God with us. And what a special, special blessing that is, that we have a story that we can turn to in the Word of God that can tell us about how all that came about. So today, I'm sure that most of you don't have your Bibles with you, and that's fine, because I'm going to read it to you, and you can be assured that I'm reading the truth. It's not coming just from me. It's coming from the Word of God. I certainly can. Hey, I usually have a really loud mouth, so. Okay. So I'm going to turn to Matthew 1, and we're going to talk about just a little bit about Emmanuel, God with us, and where that actually comes from. Well, if I get there we go. So the first 17 verses in Matthew are the genealogy of Jesus. So we're not going to go through all that to save time and for pronunciation of names and that kind of thing. So we're just going to get right down to what I think is the important message for today. In verse 18 through 25, it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to the son, to their son. And he called his name Jesus." I'm going to go back through this because sometimes we just read over this because it's Christmas and we pick out all the things that we can think of in the scriptures that talk about Jesus. But there's some things I want to point out. When Stacy asked me to speak, of course I had to pray about it for a while, but I thought it would be neat to send a message to some of my friends and family and acquaintances and ask them, what does it mean to you when you hear Emmanuel, God with us? So I want you to think about that for a minute. And then, right now, I want to tell you how our pastor Todd responded. And this is what he said: "When I hear Emmanuel, my heart grows calm. And I take a deep breath because I know that Jesus is with me." And a lot of the responses that I got, a lot of people said peace, that they thought of peace. And that's basically what Pastor Todd was saying here, that his heart grows calm. So right now, I would like for us all just to close our eyes, take that deep breath, and let God speak to us this morning from his word. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for who you are, God. We thank you that you are with us. We thank you that you give us your word, God, so that we can have assurance of that. We thank you, God, that you bring us together, God, to fellowship with one another and to talk about you. And Father, what a blessing it is to be able to have so many people in this room this morning, Father, that are here not just to celebrate Christmas and celebrate the birth of Jesus, but God, to celebrate each other, to celebrate how you work in every one of us, God. I pray, Father, that if there's anyone today that doesn't know you, that doesn't have that peace that we're talking of, that doesn't know Emmanuel, God with us, I pray, God, that you stir their heart right now, Father. And Father, that today they will get the greatest Christmas gift they ever got, that they will accept you as their Savior. I pray, Father, that you speak through me, speak your word. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to take this and break it down a little bit, okay? I just want to keep this here so I stay on track. So it says in verse 18, "Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way." Now we don't ever have to not know how the birth of Jesus took place, because we have truth. If we're already born again Christians, we know that this word is the truth, and you can stand on it. So no other teaching of how Jesus came about is true but this one. Okay? So that sentence is sort of read over and skipped through sometimes. But this morning we want to stop and think about this is exactly how it took place. This is the way that the birth of Jesus took place. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, and betrothed here means engaged. So she and Joseph were engaged. And before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Well, can you imagine how much confusion that caused? Can you imagine what was going on in their hearts? How can this be? And I'm sure at this point that Joseph may have had some doubts. You know, I thought I knew Mary, and what am I going to do? But one of the most precious things it says in verse 19, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. Joseph loved her so much that he didn't want her to go through embarrassment or shame or people in town. You know how it is when gossip. Let's just put it out there like it is. I mean, let's just tell it like it is. That people were probably going to put her down, and she was very innocent. And so Joseph was so precious to me. That it just shows me how much he loved her, that he wanted to break that engagement quietly before everybody knew what was going on. But what happens next? But as he considered these things, and I'm sure he did a lot of considering, I can't imagine what he was going through. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Sometimes when I've got things that I'm wrestling with, like I know Joseph was here, I just wish that God would come to me in a dream and say, do this and do that. And what a blessing that must have been for Joseph to get this clear word from the Lord. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. So just lay it down. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. I got you. I got your back. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So that immediately, I know Joseph said, what? How? You know, because we all know how that works. To conceive a child takes a man and a woman having sexual relations to conceive a child. Well, I'm sure he was just totally blown away by this, but God gave him peace there. He said, it's from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. I mean, God got very specific here. He didn't just say, hey, you're going to have a son. He's even telling what to name him. And why did he name him that? She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Then and now. And all in between. And forevermore. Jesus is the Savior of the world. And we all need to grasp that. We need to hold on to that promise that Jesus saves. And when Jesus came, he didn't come just for me. He came for everyone. And when you think about it, he came for our kids, our grandkids, for us, and for the lady that checks you out at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. He came for terrorists. He came for abusive people who hurt children and women and men. He came for all. And we'll go over that a little bit more in a few minutes. But what an outstanding story that we get to read. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken to the prophet. And the prophet had said, the angel had said to Joseph, "Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel, God with us. And that's what it means. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, so he went ahead and married Mary. He took her as his wife. But he didn't sleep with her. Well, I shouldn't say sleep with her. He didn't have sexual relations with her until after the baby was born. Because, you know, we hear often, and we teach often, that Jesus was born of a virgin. And that's one of the things in becoming a Christian we have to realize and know, that Jesus was born of a virgin. Well, Joseph kept that promise, and he knew that Mary needed to stay in a virgin state until this baby was born. So now we can tell the story that Jesus was born of a virgin, and that miracle conception that happened there. Okay, I want to transition this into, I've already asked you to think about Emmanuel, God with us. Is God with you? Do you really feel God with you? Is God closer to you at Christmas time? I know one of the things I saw where we were advertising for this day said, Emmanuel, the closeness of God at Christmas. I think I'm saying that right. I might not be exact, but we do think more about Jesus at Christmas time, the sweet little baby in the manger. And we think about him at Easter, where he died on the cross for our sins. So I want to, I'm going to transition this into my story and how I became a child of God, a Jesus follower, a Christian, whatever label you want to put on it. And so many of you know this verse, and it's very simple, but I want to go through it too. John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him," remember, whoever believes in him, "should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has believed in the name of the only Son of God." So, for God so loved the world, that means all of us, means everybody, from the worst person you can think of to the best. And we might think we're pretty good. We may have been going to church all of our lives. We may attend church on a regular basis now, but we still don't have that peace of God that we need. I'm going to go back quite a few years. In the spring of 1976, long time ago, 50 years. Well, 73, sorry. I was moving up to my graduation date. So I'm old, okay? If you're trying to do the math. I was really hoping that the choir would still be here, because this message was for them too, but there's still ones here I know that need to hear this. In the spring of 1973, I'm driving around town, 16 years old, looking for somebody to hang out with. And normally, always, there were kids hanging out at the tennis courts, or downtown at the bank parking lot, or somewhere. I mean, I knew all the hot places to find people. And I drove around that Saturday night and could not find anyone. Not anyone to hang out with. So a couple of weeks before that, my choir director then, it was called Glee Club. So some of you know about that. So I was in Glee Club, and I loved music. I loved the way music made me feel. I loved everything about it. It was what drove me when I was in high school. So that Saturday night, I'm driving around, and I couldn't find anybody. And then I remembered, oh, Mr. Kirkley, he invited me to a crusade. I don't know what that is, but maybe it's fun. So I just went. And so I had to drive to another town. And so as I'm driving to this other town, you know, back then we didn't have cell phones or GPS or even a computer to print out MapQuest. So I'm on my own. So I'm driving to this town, and I know that it's going to be at a football stadium. And I can remember Daddy saying when we would go to away games, just look for the lights. Look for the stadium lights, and we'll find our way there. So I'm looking for the lights, and I get there. Okay, I'm driving around a place I don't even know. And I see the lights, and I park my car, and I get out, and I go into this big, huge stadium. Now, I'm from a small town, and our stadium was not half the size of this big stadium I was walking into. And I'm alone. I'm all by myself. So I walk in, and there's this big stage on the football field, okay? And I'm like, maybe it's a concert. Yeah. Well, I thought, well, the best place to be is near the 50-yard line. So that's where I went. I headed to the 50-yard line. I sat about three or four rows up. And I got there just like, you know, right in time because I had been looking for friends to hang out with. Well, when I got there and I sat down, this man came out and he started walking across the stage. And he started to whistle. And he was whistling the most beautiful melody I had ever heard. I mean, it was amazing. And I know now that was the Holy Spirit. I didn't know then, and I start to weep. It's so beautiful. It is just, it blows my mind how pretty it is. And so this guy whistles this song, Amazing Grace. Didn't know what the name of the song was, didn't know the words to the song, just knew that it was doing something in my heart and in my soul. What it was doing is tendering my heart so later that I would know Jesus. So that passed, and I'm still weeping. Not like boo-hoo crying, but just tears. And I don't understand why. I'm just totally confused. And so I'm listening to the speaker, and I could not tell you one thing he said that night. Not one word. But I knew at the end of that I needed Jesus in my life. And so at the end of his speaking, he gave an invitation. And, you know, I was not church. I'd had no clue what an invitation was. But I saw, and he explained, you know, if you have anything you want to pray about, or, you know, you need to make a decision for the Lord, all the different things that he would invite us to do. Well, I saw other people walking, so I thought, well, I want Jesus, and somebody's got to tell me how to get him. So I walk down that 50-yard line till I get to the stage. And lo and behold, there stands Mr. Kirkley that invited me there. And he got to share with me how much Jesus loved me. And I told him how much I wanted Jesus and that I needed him in my life. And he said, well, I can show you how to do that. I can tell you how to do that. And he walked me through some scripture, and then he prayed with me. And then he allowed me to pray and ask Jesus to forgive me of my sins. And that was just the most beautiful time that I can remember in my life. You know, above my children being born, above my marriage, above everything. It is the most beautiful night, and I can remember so many details that blows my mind. So when we talk about Emmanuel, God with us, do you think for one minute that my teacher knew what was going to happen? Probably not. He probably was just inviting students. I don't know if he invited anybody else or if he just invited me. I did babysit for him, so we had a little bit closer relationship than he probably had with some of the other kids. But still, he invited me. That was the first thing that God did. God was with him inviting me. God was with me then. God was with me as I drove to another town. God was there when I couldn't find any friends. I mean, there was never a Saturday night that you couldn't find friends. God was working in all of that. And then when I walked into that stadium, looking for the lights, remember, I'm looking for the lights. And when I find the lights, I find Jesus. Isn't that something?
Amen.
It just means so much to me that God was orchestrating every single thing about my salvation. And I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. And so this morning, I just want to invite you all, if you don't have that peace, please, 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 don't go another day without Jesus.
Amen.
It's not a, you don't get everything right. You don't automatically change into this super Christian. It's a process, and it's still a process for me. I'm still working out my salvation. You know, it's just a wonderful thing. And I want all of you, every single one of you, to know the same Jesus that I know. Because it will change your life. He's always with us through thick and thin, ups and downs. Just, I just can't explain it. I mean, I know there's a lot of you that can't explain that in your own lives. And but I beg you this morning, we'll have some ladies here at the end, the ladies sitting in the back there, if any of you want to talk to them about knowing Jesus or knowing more about our church, you are welcome. If you don't have a church home, we would love to have you here with us at Bible Fellowship. I thank you for listening this morning. I hope that the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart. Mm-hmm. And I hope that this Christmas season that you can have the courage to share with those people that you love so much, your family and your friends, how much God loves them. And that you can share with them what the true meaning of Emmanuel, God with us, is.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.